We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Let's play part two of our conversation with Riders reliever Ryan Lobus from yesterday. Game five of the series coming up between Frisco and Springfield. Talking to Riders reliever Ryan Lobus here on the Cacique pregame show. What have the conversations been like this season with you and pitching coach Thomas St. Clair?
Yeah, so Thomas is amazing. I had him in low A in 24. He was kind of like my first coach that I got to work with in the Rangers. So being back with him has been awesome. He's probably one of the best. He's the best coach I've ever been around. All the guys love him. And so, you know, we're always like reviewing the outings and, you know, talking. I feel like we talk every day just like just about baseball, about life, and really trying to get things going. And yeah, having a guy like him in my corner, you know, it means a lot.
What's the best advice he's given you for baseball and the best advice he's given you for life?
That's a tough question. For baseball, you know, it's we talk a lot about like usage and that kind of stuff. The stuff I'm doing in counts, the pitches I'm throwing in certain counts and all that. For life, though, it's really just about, like, you know, sticking with the process and not getting caught up so much in the results or the numbers or what's kind of going right now. You know, I think there are some things I'm doing really well, and, you know, I kind of just got to keep going, keep pushing through it, and, you know, and trust that it'll work out in the end. So that's been kind of the advice that he's given me, kind of worry more about my, like, current trajectory versus like the current results.
I feel like I see you at the stadium a lot working off the mound without a baseball in your hand. And just some dry reps without actually throwing but working on things. When you're doing that, what's your aim?
It's really just feel. I'm just trying to kind of just feel some things out, visualize like a batter in the box making that pitch. It's something I've done throughout my entire career since I've been with the Rangers. So for me, it is kind of grounding for me. Like, I like to spend the time out here, more time on the mound than I guess probably some other guys. Just kind of feeling the slope and visualizing the pitches I'm going to make, the situations, and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, something I've done my entire career, something I'll probably always do.
When Ryan Lobus isn't on a mound and he's not at the baseball stadium, what are some things he's doing?
Playing some golf with the guys. We've been playing some poker, too. Play some video games. I got a chocolate lab. Me and my fiance have a chocolate lab. So when I'm with him, like, he makes life a lot better. He makes a life a lot simpler when he's around. So he's gonna be coming out here next month. So I'm super excited to see him.
What's the good boy's name?
Mater, Toe Mater. Yep.
Is that a Cars reference?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, chocolate lab. It was perfect.
Is he your favorite character in Cars?
Yeah, now he is. I mean, I came up with the name. We were brainstorming when we got him. I came up, and we thought it was pretty unique, so we stuck with it, and it's a perfect fit because he acts just like him. So,
final question for you, and this might be the toughest one yet. What kind of baseball lesson do you think that someone could take from the movie Cars?
I don't know. That's a crazy question. Just keep going. Just keep pushing. You know, it might not be going well right now, but if you just keep believing in yourself, you know, it'll work out in the end.
Yeah, I think that was impossible. I'm sorry for giving you that one.
I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
That's Riders reliever Ryan Lobus here on the Cacique pregame show. Ryan, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.